Well, welcome to the month of June. I guess I should sing happy birthday to myself. June 1st, that's my birthday, and looking forward to having a good day today, and I'm enjoying talking to you on this day. Thank you for your friendship and your faithful support over the years. It just means so much, and I want to encourage you to share this with as many people as you can. Keep building the program. It means a lot to me to hear people say, I heard you on the radio, or thank you for doing this. I'm very, very blessed to have you as a part of my life and ministry. Some dates I want to remind you of that are coming up, jot these down. The first one is the end of this month, Honey Harvest Getaway Weekend at the Lone Star Mountain Inn. You know, beekeeping has been a part of my family for generations. My great-grandfather, my grandfather, my dad, and now me. I love working with bees and honey, and so we're going to have a harvest weekend, June the 26th through the 28th. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You can watch from a distance if you want, but come over and you'll get some free honey to take home with you. It's going to be a good weekend and love for you to be a part of it. So come on over and check it out. And if you don't want to come close, you can stand back and watch us extract honey. Get the honey out of the hive and then put it in the extractor. And I think you'll enjoy it. Then we got the Compass Bible High School Camp, June the 28th through July the 2nd. So if you're in high school and you'd love to come over for our Compass High School Bible Camp, it's going to be a fun week of all kind of activities, outdoor activities. There'll be fishing. There'll be archery. Just good fun for our high schoolers, and we're looking forward to a good week. And then we got a Wilderness High School Camp, July the 5th through the 9th. That's going to be very exciting. So we'll be camping out and cooking over an open fire. It's going to be a great time. So if you'd like to be a part of that in beautiful West Virginia, come on out to the Lone Star Mountain then for our Wilderness High School Camp. And then we have a grade 4th through 6th camp, the 12th through the 17th. And so if you got an elementary school student that would like to come over and be a part of our Bible camp, come on over the 12th through the 17th, bring your children and grandchildren, and we'd love to have them, 4th through 6th grade. So God bless you. Thanks for your prayers and your partnership and being a part of this ministry. We deeply appreciate it. God's doing great things, and we still have some openings at our gap year program for this fall. We're getting close. So if you've got a high school graduate that's not sure what they want to do, check it out. Go to gapyear.life, www.gapyear.life, and check it out. We'd love for them to be a part of it. I think it's one of the greatest things I've ever done to invest in a new generation, do evangelism and discipleship. It's a year like no other. You get a trip out west, you get a trip overseas, either Turkey, Greece, or Israel. It's just a wonderful opportunity. You can't stay home and go to a community college for this much money. We got some scholarships available, so don't let money stand in the way of you saying yes to this opportunity. God bless you. Have a great day. Call me, go to the website, check it out, and come on over. We'd love for you to be a part of it. It's an awesome experience.
Keep Your Drive Alive, a daily devotional from the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. Now, here's Steve Wingfield.
I've got a good question for you on this first day of June. This is my birthday. I'm glad to be here. It's a joy to serve Jesus. What's one of the greatest compliments you can receive? Have you ever thought about that? What would you like for people to say about you? That's something that I'm thinking about today on my birthday. And I think that's something that all of us should think about really all the time. Now, we are to please the Lord. The most important thing is, what does the Lord think about you? What's the greatest compliment that the Lord could say about you? Well, you may debate me on this one, but I think this would be one of the greatest compliments anybody could ever pay to me. It's what they said about Jesus in Luke chapter 15, verse 2. This man welcomes sinners and eats with them. I was talking with a friend of mine just before I came in to record this, and we were talking about the importance of hospitality and entertaining strangers and welcoming sinners into our space. And you've heard me say this many, many times before. One of the greatest things we can do, I believe, is have people in our home and share the gift of hospitality. That's what Jesus was talking about here. That's what they were accusing him of. This guy hangs out with sinners and even eats with them. Can you imagine? Oh, what a great compliment. I hope somebody will say about you, you know, that person or that couple, that individual, welcomes sinners and eats with them. What a great compliment. Think about it. I look forward to being with you tomorrow. I really appreciate you listening, but I'd love to hear from you. So why don't you just take a moment and drop me a note?
Keep Your Drive Alive is a production of the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. We hope this has been a blessing today. Let us know on the web at stevewingfield.org.